Alabama.
It's going to be so cute.
Do it, do it.
You don't
do
care
it,
what you're singing
it.
In the car.
Yeah, because you guys sound good. Most of the time.
That's Thanks. Fine. I'll take that. Agreed. It's not four, it's three. Whoops.
You Hello. sang when we did the getting to know you.
Oh, you did!
Yeah,
Which, this is part two.
Of?
Getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you.
You ruined it, Joy. Come on.
What a bitch.
bitch.
You can sing that song, too.
She just
yeah,
did.
But that doesn't take much.
Okay. I'm Anna, and I'm tired.
I'm Crystal, and I'm hurting.
I'm Joy, and I'm still hungry.
We switched.
I almost was going to do this. I have to remember my arm's broken.
So. Oh.
It feels like a girl.
That carpal tunnel ain't no joke.
No.
What are we
I'm already tired. Can we just go to bed now? I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
Getting to know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about music
so
today.
You care to know us more. This is a...
If not, you could just skip this, but we'll know, and you're rude.
Why would you? We'll know. We're tracing your phone.
We're the FBI.
We watch the numbers. We check which
We're
episode
counting
is listened to most.
I actually really enjoyed listening to our first Getting to Know You.
Me too. I listened to it on the road, and I laughed, and I thought it was really good.
What? I'm just laughing at you.
Oh, myself. All right. First question. What? Best concert?
Sure. Best concert.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
Bitch, I asked first.
Crystal?
Paul McCartney.
Oh yeah. Tell that story.
The coolest thing ever. I was in between jobs, and I got a random job... at the, what is it called, the Cowboy Stadium now? Well, they just opened. I think it was like the second show they had there. The Jonas Brothers first and like Paul McCartney.
I was there for Joe Bros. Oh my God, of course you were.
Didn't go to that. And so,
didn't know any of the music.
And, oh my God, then why'd you go?
My friends were all going and they had an extra ticket, so I was like, I'll come hang out.
Oh, okay.
We were on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Miley Cyrus popped out.
What? Okay.
Was Hannah Montana there too?
No.
I don't want it then. Anyways, so yeah, I had gotten the job as like a usher or whatever. And the
Usher baby.
Yeah. They placed me in like right off the side, so I was relatively close. And I basically had to just, you know, show people to their seats, that kind of thing. And once everyone was sitting down, I really just was standing there. So I got to watch. I got paid to watch Paul McCartney perform. And it was the coolest thing ever. Like, I think the coolest part was I had caught a glimpse of the crowd, and I had, like, to see a group of people of all races, of all colors, of all ages, of like, and I was close to the disabled section, to see them, like, light up in their eyes to see him, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Mm. It was beautiful. Not only is he great, and he still, like, sounds so fantastic after all these years. I've always said I've always wanted to see the Beatles live, which obviously never gonna happen.
Right.
But to see
close
him,
enough.
Right, it was... amazing. And then the opening act for him was The Script, who I fell in love with because of that show.
Yeah.
I think one of their songs I had heard prior was like free on iTunes or something, and I was like, oh, this is a good song. And then they were there. They were great. And yeah, so it was
what a great
awesome.
Opportunity to open up for Paul McCartney.
I know. It was amazing.
That's so something I've looked into in my my time off. I looked into
Usher
or, you know, working at tickets or something at the different theaters in town.
Yeah.
It's like, I love it. I'm already going there, so I can hang out some more.
That'd be perfect for you, actually.
Yeah.
But there's
no
openings.
Nah. Boo. I feel like because those are fun jobs. People want those jobs.
Yeah, I never did it again because I eventually got a job shortly after that. But that just one time I did it was...
Aww.
I'm so glad I got you that because I would never be able to...
Can we be ushers for Beyonce when she's here?
So there's still tickets available. They're like $75, but they're way up there.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't either.
Are we going to buy them right now? Because that's what I'm going to do.
What's your favorite concert, Joy?
Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I bet she was great. I've never seen her live, though.
I wanted... I've known about her music for a long time, and I wanted to go see her so bad the first, like, three times she came through.
Yeah.
Or she was here twice before I saw her, and then she was at, like, ACL, like, every other year or something.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go see ACL, but it just never worked out. And so I finally got to see her, and I was like, I really, concert-wise, like, I don't care. I don't need to be in the front row. I don't need to be on the floor. I just want to be there to experience it, because I think it's more about the experience and actually being able to hear them and see them live. So I bought, like, cheap-ass tickets, like, way up in the sky. And I was like, I don't care, because this is going to be fun.
Could you go?
And I love her. Janine. It was a funny story about how, like, I was trying to get, like, nobody wanted to go with me. Girl, I know. I know. We already talked about this. I would have told you. Nobody wanted to go with me, so I just had to, like, be like, hey, you're coming with me. No choice. Let's go. And so we were, like, way up top, and it was kind of, like, empty. There wasn't that many people sitting up there, but it was, like, a sold-out show. Elena was there. Elena and Emily were there. They actually went. We didn't get to sit together, though, because they went with one of her friends, one of their friends, and, they wanted to get a little bit closer. I was like, money, no, I'll go up there. Because I was still in school. And so I didn't have that much money for that. So I was like, cheap seats, let's go. I don't care. So we're literally, I'm in the sky. And then, like, I don't remember who opened for her. Yes, I do, because I don't like her. Grimes?
Who is that?
She's grimy and weird, and I do not give a fuck.
Who's Grimes?
She feels like the hipstery, like,
I've never heard that before.
Is that her last name?
No, that's her name. Oh, I don't know what her actual name is, but that's her stage.
Because it sounded... I thought you were talking about that girl from American Idol who...
Oh, no, not her. Okay. No. No, it's Grimes. She's some, like... She's super hipstery.
She's,
like,
Canadian, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've never heard of this girl in my life. Yummy.
And so, like, I didn't care to watch her, so I met up with Elena while Grimes was on there, while she was playing. And it just sounded really weird. It sounded like she was, like, a dying whale or something. I don't know. The music was really weird. I don't know if, like...
A dying whale?
I don't know. She sounded like a dying animal. But it just... I was just busy talking to Elena and hanging out. So, since there's not really anyone, when we get back to our seats, one of the ushers come... Ushers. I want to call them ushers now.
Usher baby.
Comes up, and they're like, well, since, you know, the floor's not really that full, do you want to go down there? And I was like... Yes! Free upgrade. We got free upgrade down to the floor.
Wow.
Oh my god. Like, it was her second song in, so basically the whole concert, we pretty much saw her from the floor seats. I was, like, 50 feet away from her. It was amazing. It was, like, I can only... If you know her music, you understand, but, like, I can only recount it as, like, it was literally a spiritual experience. Like, wow. She has an amazing voice, she's very present, and she just seems very in tune with, like, the vibes and the world and just everything. So I felt like she was singing to me, I felt like we were singing together, like, she involved the crowd a lot. She's just, like, magical. I feel like she's, like, I don't know, kind of like a modern version of Stevie Nicks almost.
Oh, that's a great description, actually.
They're very similar in that way. She's just, like, very earthy and very boho and...
But not annoying about it.
No. She feels 100% genuine.
Yeah.
She looked beautiful. She always looks beautiful. She sang amazingly. The whole thing was just, like, an experience. And I remember just, like, not really, like, paying attention to anything else and just being like, it's just me and Florence, like, singing together. And it was amazing.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
What a review.
I would go see her a million times over. So anytime if she ever comes back, I don't know, they haven't had an album out in a while. I would definitely go see her again. Like 100%.
That's not be able to afford the floor.
Floor?
Maybe middle section, not
deep. Middle section. Not yeah, I'll go middle section. Because I still wanna be able to sit down at some point. Because I remember at the end of the concert,
that's true, yeah.
I still had to walk back to the parking garage, and we were all the way up on the third floor, and the escalator wasn't working.
No, I'm too old for the standing room. I'm like, give me a chair, because I can't.
Because I was, like, so tempted to, like, sit on the floor, but then I wouldn't be able to see anything. I was like, no, it's worth it. Just stand up. Deal with it.
Were you wearing appropriate shoes for standing up?
I did, yeah. Okay, I wore like practical boots, so it was okay.
Anyway.
Anna.
What a review.
I Okay, so I'm not a big concert goer. I don't like crowds too much. So if I go to concerts, they're usually more smaller venue. I was having a really hard time because I think I can count how many people I've seen live on one hand, like okay, concert really? Wise.
Go.
NSYNC was my first concert.
Ooh, same girl, same. Which one did you go to?
It was 2000.
Was what album was that? Do you remember?
Celebrity? I think you talked about this the other day.
The one with Gone.
I think
that was Celebrity. I think that's
what I went to their first one.
You went to Dirty Pop?
No.
That was
their first album, their first tour, yeah.
No Strings Attached.
No, their first album.
NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
The blue one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I went to some country music fair for my friend's birthday party and wanted to vomit the whole night.
Same.
But I did actually kind of like Brad Paisley there for a little bit after that concert. I bought the album that he was singing off of, and I enjoyed that. But other than that, I was like, get me out of here.
Interesting.
I've seen Idina Menzel, like...
I was going to go
How many
with
times? Times? Three? Oh okay. Four times, maybe?
That's it? I feel like it was more than that.
One, two... There.
What was I doing that day that I told you I couldn't
four.
Go?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I've seen her four times. My favorite time was in Austin. I felt like she called me and was like, hey, what songs do you want on the set list tonight? And I was like, I want this one, this one, this one, and this one. And she sang them
all. She played all your favorite songs.
And it was beautiful. And it was so great. She, at the end, she sang Let It Go. And then she was singing it. And then it weaved into... Get it away, take it away, whatever, away now from Red Hot Chili Peppers. I just threw the biggest blank.
What did she say?
Oh my god, I literally just had a brain fart as I was singing. It was the worst.
Weirdly enough, Crystal's wearing a Red Hot Chili Peppers shirt. Yeah, I know what song you mean.
Thank you. I was like, you give it away now.
Give it away, give it away, give it away.
I wanted to say take it away, and then I was like, so give it away now.
Let it go, let it go, let it go now, right?
No, she was singing Let It Go, and then she was taking the Let It Goes, and then the music started to change, and she went into that song, and it was just very cool.
That's
she kept
cool.
going back and forth.
Wow.
Only she could do that.
It was very, very cool. But she sang, like, all my favorite songs, and it was beautiful.
So would that be the best one?
My best of Idina, yes. But then, as you were talking about Florence, I suddenly remembered, holy shit, I've seen Laura Marling twice, and Laura Marling is like...
Oh, really?
My favorite
oh,
artist. Yeah. Non-Broadway artist. Oh, and then I've seen Bernadette Peters and Patti LuPone live in concert.
What was that guy? You've seen him live, too. Oh, no.
Glenn Hansard.
There you go. No?
He was an opening... No, he was fantastic.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. Oh, I was like, wow, I'm disappointed if he's not amazing.
No, he is amazing. But it was just an opening act.
Oh.
And then the person I was with was not being a very pleasant person to be with and was like, did not want to stay for Eddie Vedder.
What?
Because they were tired and we had to go.
What the fuck? That's rude.
Was Uber available? She'd be like, okay, bye. I'm going to stay here.
I don't think so. It was long.
Go take a nap in the car. That's what I would have told him. Go take a nap in the car.
Well, I didn't really know who Eddie Vedder was at the time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And we felt very uncomfortable because it was at Dallas Summer Musicals. It was at Fair Park. And so every time we go to Fair Park, we put on cute dresses mm-hmm. and our heels and our makeup and we go see a show. And this was Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam. So there was a lot of people in like plaid and...
Leather.
Grungy rock and roll. And they were like, you're not here for Eddie Vedder, are you? The people behind us were like, no, we're here for Glenn Hansard. And they were like, oh, okay. So we were talking to them, and the husband's like, I didn't like that movie he was in. I don't want to, I'm not looking forward to this. And then afterwards, he's like, your guy was good. I really enjoyed him.
That's cool.
But anyway, Laura Marling at the Kessler, I saw her twice. Both times she was fan-fucking-tastic. It's just her and her guitar. The first time, she didn't do it the second time, but the first time, she would, like, be singing. She's not very personable. Like, she doesn't, like, talk to you a whole lot. She'll give you a couple of anecdotes in between songs, and she's funny, but you can tell that's not what she's comfortable mm-hmm. doing. But when she's singing, she would, like, lift her head up, and, like, the microphone was here at her throat. And it was just, her voice is so raw. It was so beautiful. And it's such mm-hmm. a small, intimate space. I'm literally... Like, from here to the wall over there, like, 10 feet.
Oh. I love those concerts. It was the best.
So, so beautiful. And both times, I brought friends who didn't know her, and they were like, she was fantastic. That was so great. And I'm really sad that she has not come back through here.
Hmm.
Laura Marling, come back.
You know, this is, I'm not just saying this because you and I went together, but when we saw Mumford & Sons, I think that was really cool. But not just because they're fantastic, but
they are.
The weather was gorgeous, and, like, their sound,
that
like...
That was my runner-up.
Their sound they echoing filled, throughout... Yeah. Oh,
it's crazy, because it's an open venue, the Jexa, or whatever it's called now. It's an open venue, but I feel like they filled the space entirely with their sound.
That wasn't a great concept,
too. The sound was, like, reverberating off of the back. Because we were a little bit closer to the back.
It
we were on
so
the lawn.
Cool.
It was beautiful.
I was
perfect
all about
weather,
that.
Perfect venue for them
beautiful
specifically.
Yeah. It just fit. Everything fit.
Music is very like touching.
Mm-hmm.
Their music is very emotional, and I think it was like perfect.
I wish I would have seen Glenn Hansard in a setting like the Kessler, because the theater was very big. Like there was a lot of people there, and his voice and his music is so quiet. And so intimate. I'm like, I wanted a smaller space. Like, I wanted to be closer to him. But I was sitting up that, and I asked the person I was with, I was like, realistically, like, security-wise, how many people do you think are between me and Glenn Hansard? She was like, 4, maybe 5. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Do you think I could take him? Like, for real.
Oh my
do you think
God.
I could take him?
Is there a concert that you've always wanted to go to and haven't gone to yet? Like, who do you want to see?
Beyonce. No, I've seen Lady Gaga before, but I would definitely
no,
want to
see
her
again.
No, that
you haven't
seen. That I haven't seen?
Yeah.
Let me go through my Spotify room.
Do you have one?
I've always wanted to see...
Hillary Duff.
No.
No.
Don't make me...
No,
bash
no.
Bash her again.
No. I would
Hillary,
love
I
to...
Hillary, I love you, girl, but please don't sing anymore, okay?
Oh, my God.
I love you so much.
She really does. She's
please don't. Don't.
I really wish that while they were touring those few short years that I would have seen the Civil War.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
The Civil War. I would have literally died. But they did not come anywhere near Texas.
I know.
They went to like, they did
so
a show
sad.
In Tennessee, one in like Georgia, a couple in New York, and like one in
Is there
California?
Someone you would go back in time to see?
Ooh.
Because you were just saying earlier, the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles would have been awesome. Or Michael Jackson would have been
Michael
cool
Jackson.
To see in concert. Or no, Selena would have been great.
Shut up. Mine
I would want to be in the Astrodome.
Right? That one specifically, that one. Oh, wow.
Mine would have been Joni Mitchell. In her heyday, I would kill to see Joni Mitchell.
I think, yeah.
Singing blue, singing the Blue
I've
album.
Always wanted to see the Spice Girls in concert, too.
That would be so fun.
That would be
fun,
so
right?
fun!
Right? I think if they ever come, they're supposed to go on tour again, right?
Yeah, but without Victoria.
That sucks.
Oh, really?
I think she said she wouldn't do it.
That's lame.
Oh, yeah, Spice Girls would be cool.
I think Selena, probably.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. There's a lot. I'm a huge fan of music, so... I love all
Selena,
kinds of stuff. I know this wasn't the question, but since you're more of like a show type person, do you have a favorite show you've ever seen?
I don't think I could pinpoint it to one.
Okay, of course you can. Of course you can.
Because I'm very, very lucky, very, very blessed in that I've had the opportunity to see, I think I've counted it to like 20-something Broadway shows on Broadway.
That's a lot.
Yes. I'm very, very lucky. And then I've been lucky to have... season tickets to the national tours here since like 2009.
Fuck!
I think we may have missed 1 year. Very, very lucky that I have a family
amazing.
That supports and loves the arts like I do.
Or has the money to fund that.
But there's a few on Broadway that really stand out to me, and that would be the first one I ever saw, which is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, with Daniel Radcliffe
Aww.
And John Larroquette. Was our first day in New York. We saw two shows that day. We saw a matinee and an evening performance. It was my birthday. I just turned 19.
Aww.
And
baby Anna.
I was so starstruck. We couldn't stage door at that show because he immediately left the stage to hop on a plane to go to London for the Harry Potter premiere. So they didn't stage door.
Oh,
but we stage door that night for Catch Me If You Can. And Aaron Tveit came out and I was like,
oh, yeah, that picture. Yeah, I think that's one of the first things we ever talked about, because I went through your profile
yeah.
on Facebook, and it was a picture of you and Aaron Tveit, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? I
didn't do any of the
so
talking.
He's so fucking cute.
My aunt had to be like, it's her birthday, and he's like, really? Happy birthday? I was like, uh-huh. And Janie was like, can you sign her playbill? He's like, oh, sure, absolutely. Happy birthday. And I was like, I had this huge smile.
Do you have that playbill framed?
Yeah. No, but it's in my box.
Oh, okay. I had that shit framed.
I just went through and reorganized all my playbills, and I have every single one from every show I've seen on Broadway. Mm. Not all the tours, but I do have them all. And then Spring Awakening was a really special experience on Broadway.
Oh, I bet.
With the Deaf West production. And Hedwig actually stands out for me on Broadway. Because we had
Did you see Neil Patrick Harris?
Mm-hmm. It was right before the Tony Awards.
My phone.
It was right before the Tony Awards. So we saw that performance at 3. And we had no idea what to expect. And Neil Patrick Harris blew our faces off. And our jaws were literally on the ground. And we dragged them across Times Square back to the hotel to get ready for the Tony Awards. And we were just like, what did we just see? Like, that happened. He left everything on that stage. Like, he tore off his skin and was like, this is, like, it was so so fucking beautiful. Deserved that Tony Award. Totally deserved that Tony Award. But you guys have now seen some shows with me.
True.
Do you have favorites?
The King and I?
Yeah?
The one I fell asleep at?
You were tired.
I was very tired.
You were very tired. Either The King and I or Something Rotten.
Something Rotten was so great.
So enjoyable.
That was super fun. But I think the one that I got such a feeling from was the Curious Case or something.
Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
That one. Too long of a name. But the show itself was so, like, I had no idea what it was about. And just the way it's set up. The
staging, yeah.
The staging is gorgeous, and, like, I will never forget that scene where, like, because, what's wrong with the kid again?
Like, his autism.
Okay, yeah. And he doesn't like people touching him, and his dad is, like, wanting to hug him, and he just can't. And so there's a part where he's, like, the kid's crying, and the dad just, like,
he's behind him, and he wants so badly to
see. But he can't do it. It, like, tore me up. Just his face. Whew, that was the first time I felt it in my heart. I was like, ooh, this is real. I'll never forget that. If I ever get a chance to see it again, I will, no matter what, I will see it. Because it was so fantastic.
That was the first Broadway show I saw by myself.
Oh.
I was in New York working, and the family I was nannying for, they went to Connecticut for the night. They took the train to Connecticut to see the dad who was working And so I had the whole night to myself, so I bought a ticket to go see a show. I heard a lot of great things about this. An actor I really liked was in it, so I was like, I'll go see this. And I was by myself and just weeping.
You would have loved it, Joy.
It was so beautiful.
I'm so sad you weren't there.
Fuck work. Whatever. That's all I can say.
I don't think we knew you.
No, that was before you.
No.
You didn't see...
What was the other one that I missed?
Into the Woods.
I'm fucking pissed. Because I wanted to see that so bad. Because
I've seen Into the Woods, but never like that.
That was so inventive.
It was so cool. And I was like, I kept saying, damn, Anna, would Joy would have loved
it. I know.
We were so bummed. We're legit sad you couldn't be there.
I was legit sad.
But yeah, the Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime was like,
yeah.
I can't, there's no words. It was absolutely.
I could, maybe one day I'll sit down and record just an episode of me talking about every show I've seen, because I can go on and on
Should have to do a series for that, because that's not going to be one episode. Because
you're saying that, like, oh, I want to talk about this one, but no, I gotta shut up.
So anyways,
I love Broadway.
Your 3 shuffled songs.
Oh, okay.
If you shuffled your iTunes or your Spotify or whatever your
I wrote it down already. Do you want me to shuffle it again?
No.
No, I already had it written down.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
So, mine were...
Or Crystal.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, Crystal, you go first.
You go first.
So you go first. You are
everyone, 1, 2, 3.
You go first.
Crystal already started talking. You go.
Okay.
We'll do one by one by one. What's your first one?
Well, the first one that popped up was Linkin Park, What I've Done. No, I'm sorry. Say the Words by DC Talk.
Oh.
It's the first song that came up.
DC Talk.
That's old school.
I love them so much. There's the 3 guys. They're just so different musically.
What was their big one?
Jesus Freak. Jesus Freak was okay. But that Say the Words is one of my all-time favorite songs to them, because it's just say the words. Say I love you. Don't be scared of it. Like, I love it. And Love is a Verb is another great song for theirs.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to them. I haven't heard them in
great.
Literally since I was a kid.
And they're not together anymore, but they didn't, like, break up. They kind of just didn't do music anymore. They all had their separate things. And Toby Mac, the main guy, the rapper guy, has his own solo career, and he's, like, crazy, crazy successful. But, yeah, that was my childhood. I grew up in church, and so DC Talk was, to me, was the first, like, not gospel, like, oh, wait, they're singing about, like, the Bible, but it's, like, super cool. Like, I just thought it was so neat, and I love me some hip-hop and some, like, R&B. That's my stuff.
That is
and,
so
like,
your that's... bread and butter.
And it was perfect, because it was...
That is so funny that that was the first thing that came up.
It's the two worlds that melt, so, yeah, DC Talk.
What's your first one, Joy?
Waves by Young the Giant. I've actually seen them in concert,
Young
too.
The Giant.
I love Young the Giant. The first time I saw them, I was at... Where was I? Oh, no! Oh, it was at the Jexa, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw them. They were opening up for Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. Oh, my Lance, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. I'm going to see them in concert.
We're going to go see them next time. Eric won't be graduating that time.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's Eric's my brother.
It was legit. But... no, I love all their, I love their albums.
Play those drums.
Their music is so good. So and, like, they're just so... I don't know. Yeah. I just really love them. They're top band.
Mm-hmm.
Top band for sure. Yours?
Today for you from Rent. Today for you, tomorrow for me.
So fitting.
Never seen Rent in my life.
I'm so disappointed.
Tomorrow for me.
Why are you disappointed? Why?
That's just sad.
Why is it sad?
Because Rent is so good.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
Okay, but it doesn't mean I have to see it. Like, if it's, like, you know who I grew up. I don't gotta tell you this.
I know.
It came out after you graduated. Around the time you graduated.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I think it's 06.
I forget. Okay, you're number two.
Oh, then the second song is What I've Done by Linkin Park. There was a period of time...
I wouldn't have thought.
There's a period of time where I was all about that, like, rock music. I don't know if we talked about this before, but I love music of all genres.
Yeah.
Like, on the podcast. Like, I don't...
Oh, okay. We talk about it every day.
No! Oh, my God.
What we get in your car?
I'm such a huge... My range of music taste is very, very wide. I'll play some Linkin Park, next it'll be like Hannah Montana or something. It's just so random, and I can't be boxed into one little thing. I just can't. So
you really can't. Oh, and her playlist skills are super good, because that Halloween party playlist, that was banging.
Thank you.
And Murder Mystery.
Thank you very much. Sorry, lost track. There was a Linkin section, uh-huh. A section of time where I was all about like Linkin Park, Hoobastank, Taking Back Sunday. I love Taking Back Sunday.
Who else was it? The Used.
The Used are so. Oh my god,
they're good. Fucking great.
So all that little like rock time,
junior high.
I loved it all. So Linkin Park, and then I was very sad when.
Oh my god, that was. Yeah. All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
Woo-hoo!
That is my jam. Whenever I need to get pumped, whenever I'm like not feeling it and I need something positive, I play this song.
Question?
When I'm going to work and I'm like, I really don't want to fucking go to all work. Go to all work? Whatever. I don't want to go to work. But then Kendrick Lamar tells me it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And then I do it, and it's all right.
You know, he knows what he's talking about.
That is my jam. Oh, my God.
Sit down, be humble.
For
right?
Whatever, yeah.
Kendrick, I love you.
Yeah.
Guys, it's moments like these when we're having these conversations, and I feel so out of place and so lost, and I'm so grateful you're my friends. Because I really don't fit in here. I do not belong in this conversation.
Anna hasn't listened to Top 40 ever in her life.
Not in a very long time.
Like, maybe
99?
2000? Yeah. No, I broke away from the radio in Top 40 probably around 2007?
Wow.
Middle school. Because that's when I discovered Phantom of the Opera and Wicked and Rent.
She never went back after that.
No, she didn't.
Why would I want to listen to this shit when I can have that?
She was obsessed.
Yeah.
As only
I and to me, they're both so good. I don't know. I think music to me is probably my favorite thing because I love the idea of a series of sounds played in different volumes and different ways can evoke such emotion in a person.
And for the most part, I love
you did
that.
Like, you did, like, Color Garden, so you were really into, like, band and everything.
And then, yeah, classical. I love classical music.
It's,
I love
It's that. Not that I don't like... Like, I'm sure... I just don't know these guys. If I listen to them, I'm sure I would like them. Like, the first one you named, the Giants or something?
Young the Giant?
Young... Never heard of them. I don't think I can name you a King of Leon song.
Oh, my God!
A King of Leon? Kings of Leon?
Kings of Leon. Whatever. I don't know it. Because for me, I was discovering a backlog of musicals. Like, it wasn't just what's coming out now. I was discovering things that had come out before. So, for me, discovering new music was discovering new musicals. Mm. And it still is a little bit. I've definitely varied a lot since. But it's still... my favorite. So my number two song is from another musical.
Oh, of course.
It's A Miracle What Happened from the last 5 years.
I've never seen that either.
I saw it. It was cute.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Anna doesn't like it because she thinks it was done incorrectly.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. I loved...
You don't like... what's her face?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick for me, I think she's a great actress. I think she has an okay voice. I don't think she's very emotive when she sings.
That's fair.
When you watch her, she's emotive. Like, her face...
That's constructive criticism. Yes.
Her face is emoting what needs to be emoting,
but
her
voice.
So when you listen to it without watching her, you're like, there's no feeling in this.
Question. Do you need to be emotive if it's just a movie musical?
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because I feel like... I feel like The Greatest Showman was emotive.
No, it could be totally different for me because I fell in love with this cast album from Off-Broadway. I mean, this album came out in early 2000s.
Okay.
I want to say.
So you already have it in your head as this.
And it's so emotional. It's just these two people. There's no one else on the album. It's just two people. And it's her story. She's telling the story backwards. And he's telling the story forwards.
Oh, interesting.
And it's their love story. And so every song is very... is very emotive. It's full of emotion. And the first song is their marriage falling apart, and it's her saying, what about lies? What about the things that you told me were true, and now you're running off with her, and, like, it's so, so, so emotional. So for me, I've already been hearing these emotions for years in my head.
You have it already in your head, what it's like?
Yes, and I've already cried with these songs, and danced to these songs. Jeremy Jordan was fan-fucking-tastic, because Jeremy Jordan is fan-fucking-tastic. Anna Kendrick, I just felt like if I closed my eyes, I wasn't getting what I wanted from her.
Understandable.
Interesting. I think I need to watch it because since I don't know anything about it,
yeah,
I need to, with a clearer, see how I feel.
You're unbiased.
About it.
I was already super in love with the score, so I already was going in with an expectation.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. So what's your third song?
Oh, Rumor Has It by Adele.
Yay!
Rumor Has It. I love her. I think she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
She's another one where, like, it so much emotion in her songs, you know, even just the beginning piano of a All I Ask is, like, just, it's already, like, hurting your chest, because it's just very, I want to see her in concert, I think that'd be great, too.
I would love to.
She's doing it.
I was listening to her 19 album yesterday. Oh, my God. It's so good. Like,
right?
Every time I play it over, I'm like... still just as good.
The first
I had it on repeat. And then it, like, repeated, like, five times. And
the
I was, like,
first time
so
that
good.
I heard her was, they did a dance to her song on So You Think You Can Dance. And I was
of
like,
course.
What is this? And I was like, Google, who is this girl? And then, like, a couple of weeks later, she showed up on Last Call with Carson Daly. She performed. And I was like, oh, it's that girl. And this is, like, way before she was, her hair was all, like, weird.
The bangs
and
the bun.
Yeah,
and
she was not put together. And I was like, this girl's fantastic. And I love that she sounds exactly the same as she did when I saw her a million years ago on Carson Daly. Like,
and then she talks, and you're like, what?
I know.
I know, her voice is, yeah.
That's fantastic. So, Adele, I love you. Joy.
Oh, it's Another Dance from the Pride and Prejudice soundtrack.
Ooh, that's a great score.
Oh my God.
That's a fantastic
score. That, again, if I love an album, I will put it on repeat forever and not get tired of it. This is that.
Is that
album.
The up-tempo
is,
one?
Let's see.
That's a great score.
It's
mine's
so
from
good.
A score too.
Oh yeah, what is it?
My third one is Oceanic 815.
Oh my God, shut up!
Yeah.
Lost?
Yeah. Oh, and it's like, an emotional song.
Nerds. That's so
beautiful. I became a fan of Michael Cimino because of that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I downloaded the sheet music and was, like, plunking it on the piano going, I don't know what I'm playing, but it's so beautiful.
I don't know what I'm playing.
Like, it takes me 10 minutes to read the left hand, and then I have to, like, plug a chord, and it doesn't sound right, but it's so beautiful.
That's so funny.
It is the more up-tempo one.
No. Who's the composer for that?
Dario Marinelli.
Yes. He's great. I forgot.
He's amazing.
Those
are three very varied.
Mary Berry?
Yes, I was watching Mary Berry today.
I love Mary Berry.
Do you guys have a guilty pleasure music?
I kind of said it earlier, Hannah Montana.
Because nobody's perfect. I gotta work it.
Again and again till I get it right.
When you're having a bad day, it's a great song to listen to. Because you're like, you know what? Hannah, I am not perfect. But nobody is. You true, bitch. You true. She's totally right. I love that.
That's amazing.
But not Miley Cyrus, though. Just Hannah Montana.
No, just,
that's
the
distinction.
Miley Cyrus is
trash. But Hannah Montana, yes.
So what's yours?
So once upon a time, Paris Hilton tried to sing.
Oh my god!
And she made this song called Stars Are Flying.
I've never heard it, but
are you kidding
so
me?
Insane.
It's amazing.
That song's not that bad. I'll give you that one.
That song's not that bad. But it's just like, it's Paris fucking
Hilton. It's very like reggae type of feel. It's very laid back.
It's very chill.
Paris Hilton did reggae?
Yes. Yes, like pop reggae.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's fucking
I can't think of the tune right now, but I do remember it being very chill and laid back and just like, it kind of feels like the song you play when you're on the beach, just, you know.
Yeah, and that's what the music video was. It was just her running
on
the beach.
Oh, really? See, look at me. I know
her running on the beach with like some palm trees and some hot guy and then like a sheet that she's pulling behind her and it's all like soft and flowy and whatever. Yeah, it was some dumb, stupid song, but I love it.
I have another guilty pleasure, can I tell you?
Yeah.
So once upon a time, Lindsay Lohan had an album out.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I really loved the first album, the whole thing.
Liked her. Father to daddy.
Oh no, I don't care. Daddy. I was over her by that point. But her, the first album, I still have it. Actually.
Is that the one where it had like scribbling around it, writing?
Oh yeah,
on
and
it
she
pink.
Was like naked with like a guitar or something.
Yeah.
Inside.
So provocative.
Oh my god.
So when we were talking about guilty pleasure, we said it's not something that we feel guilty for liking, it's what others would judge us for liking.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's 99.9% of my music.
Probably.
Like,
yeah.
If people knew that I went around blasting the things that I blast and know every word to, like the Little Women musical soundtrack, every word, I got down.
See, I don't really know.
I could do it all. Like, I could act it out for you, I got this down.
She's auditioning for it next month.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
There's no
yes,
auditions for it, so no, I'm not.
Me and Joy are putting it on.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay. I got to know what the direct is. Okay. So I put this one down kind of as a joke, because I'm not ashamed of my music, but, and it's mostly for you, Joy.
Well, I'm not either, actually.
It's. But
people would judge
but
us.
But based on our definition.
People would judge me for Lindsay Lohan.
No, that's what
people
I'm saying. People would
judge
me
for
all
Paris
of my
Hilton.
Music. So I don't want to put like, all my music.
But to be fair though, like, not really. I honestly don't think they would judge you so hard for Broadway. Like, Lindsay Lohan
other
and Paris Hilton.
There like
Lindsay
Broadway.
Lohan and Paris Hilton are way worse than any Broadway you got, I promise.
Because Broadway has talent.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Okay, well,
now
this is the one I wrote down, and
okay.
it's for you, Joy.
Okay.
Fuck it, I don't want you back.
Oh my god!
Fuck what I said,
and
don't
be
shit
now. Fuck all those kisses, fuck you, you hoe, I don't want you back.
My favorite part about that on the radio is it was just like a bunch of random sounds.
Beep, 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 beep.
Fuck what I said, you don't
beep,
meet me now.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. The entire song was a beep.
Joy and
that
I came
song?
Across it a few months ago.
It's when we were driving down to the valley, right? I think it was right before that.
No, it was when we were playing with the music here on the Apple
was
TV.
It? Oh,
so
okay.
You didn't hear an original?
No, we did, but we found it on there and just died laughing at
because,
this song.
Because, like, it was the biggest
was.
Thing in the valley.
And I don't think
really?
I heard it.
In the valley, it was, like, it was played on the radio, like, every
hour
on the
hour. Yeah, it was super big
hour.
Here.
Wow.
But I don't remember hearing it uncensored until that I probably had, but hearing it uncensored, I was like, whoa!
Yeah. I feel like somebody played it, like, in our computer class while we were in school.
And then we discovered it, and I feel like we've heard it, like, 3 times since then. Like, it was on some random TV show. They were karaoke-ing it.
Yeah! Wait, really?
We were watching something, and they were doing karaoke, and you're like, look what this song
is! It was just on the TV. It wasn't anything that we were, like, watching. It just happened to be on.
Get out!
It was weird.
And then I feel like someone referenced it, and I was like, this song's making a comeback!
Yeah.
That, I don't want you back. That I love song it.
Was so stupid. So stupid. I remember the day after we had rediscovered it on there, she would like, she sang it to me like all day. It was amazing. Because it just gets in your head. It's so fucking annoying.
Every time we got in the car, I was like, hey, Joy, put it on for you.
No! I'd be stuck in the car with the song playing.
And then because you absorbed songs, I would like sing nobody's it forever. Business, you'd sing it for the rest of the day.
I sang it for the rest of the day.
That's how you
I went to work, and all I kept thinking was that song.
You just, like, I was cooking in the kitchen, I was humming something, and then she started singing it. And just like, oh, what are the songs in my head?
I get them really fast. Like, they just stick.
I think that's it for our music questions.
Yeah, the first song you ever learned all the words to?
Oh, yeah. Wrong area I'd be looking
at. I don't
think
I have a...
Karaoke song. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
I don't know.
Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman.
That's a great song.
Give Me One Reason to Stay Here.
Or what's the other one?
I don't really do karaoke, so I don't know.
Me either, but we talk about it all the time.
Like we do it.
We do it at home.
That's true.
What is it called? Shit.
I wrote, you kind of gave me this idea because it came on in the car and you're like, oh, this should be your karaoke song. It was Uninvited.
Yes.
So yes. I have Uninvited questions.
Yes, bitch. You know what else is a good karaoke song that maybe I'll put it as mine? Torn by Natalie.
That's, I was going to say.
Oh, because I've heard it a lot at the karaoke
bar.
It's
so very like.
That's great.
The song that best describes me. Is that the question?
No, song you first learned all the lyrics to.
I don't know. Probably like some Bible song. Truthfully.
What's the first one that you heard on the radio and then you were like, I gotta learn those words and like looked it up?
Try Again by Aaliyah.
Oh my God.
I remember like, well, this is like, was it before Google? I don't know. But I remember like listening to like.
It was on Yahoo.
I recorded it on a tape.
Oh my.
And I remember like, oh my God, I'm something aging myself. I recorded it on tape and I played it again. Like, okay, that was the first. Okay, play it again. And I remember like learning the words.
I did that too.
Yeah.
So mine.
What would you do?
I probably just learned by listening for it forever was Once Upon a December. But.
Your theme song.
Stories from Beauty and the Beast and Enchanted Christmas. My friend Lindsay had wanted to sing it for the talent show, but she didn't know the words. So I'd listen to it, I'd pause it, I'd write it, I'd listen, and pause it and write it, and I wrote down all the lyrics for her for that song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess like the Disney movies are probably know those words. But like the ones that I like.
I think the first pop song I went after was Since You've Been Gone, that I can remember. Like I needed to know all those words.
I feel so old right now.
That might not be true, that's the first one that's popping in my head. That like I was.
I remember.
Did you give up? I try again if I hesitate to let you in. That's right.
I
love that song.
I don't know the words because I didn't learn them. What was I saying?
You're the word you know, the song you know the words to.
Oh. Words you know all the song to.
What? I just tried to put those words together in a sentence and they didn't work.
They don't.
Okay.
Keep going.
I was just thinking, was that my brain? I don't know.
That's your brain on crack.
Oh my God! Shut up. You're so stupid.
No, me and Crystal have talked about this because we played the album and like sang the entire album one time when you were in Dallas, I think. But Crystal Lewis is like a singer from, and the album was out in like 99, and I remember my mom buying the album and I had the little jacket, and like I would memorize all the words so that I could know that album. And like, oh my God, I remember I'm pretty sure that was like my audition song for talent show in elementary school.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me talent.
I take it back. It wasn't Since You've Been Gone. It was Desiree.
From Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Oh, okay.
Listen as your day unfolds, child.
Oh.
You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. I got the album for Christmas. So excited. I loved this song. I went to bed, woke up Christmas morning, and I couldn't find it. And finally, we find it behind the Christmas tree in a potted plant. Someone had stepped on it and broke it in half, and they were trying to hide the evidence and stuck it back there. And I cried. I cried so hard. Aww. I loved.
So who did it?
I have my theories.
You never found out?
No, I never fessed up.
Oh my god, I thought you found out.
I was like in first or second grade. So that should give you a hint the as to who I think did life. It. And had the wherewithal to hide it.
The mystery
baby smart.
The mystery of your life.
I would have done that.
But it was either that one or Deborah Morgan. So baby, dance with me. Dance with me. My baby, let's dance till we go crazy. I wanted to sing it.
Oh, I get it.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know what that
is. The night is young.
It was on, like, some movie.
Dance me love and dance the night away. I loved that song.
It was on a movie.
I wanted to sing it every Thursday in Miss Kirk's music class. We would have talent day, so you could sing a song or play an instrument or whatever. And I wanted to bring that one in. And my parents were like, okay, yeah, it's great. And then they heard me sing it, and they go, no, she says make love, you're not singing that. I was like,
you know what's funny about you're saying Miss Kirk's music class is, I remember the first movie score, that was when I knew I loved movie scores, was Jurassic Park. Because someone brought it to music class, and I won't say his name, because, anyways. He brought it to music class. He brought it to music class, and he's like, I want to play this for you. So he played it, and I was just like, I was starting to feel stuff. It was amazing that everyone was kind of like, eh, whatever, it's stupid. I'm like, why isn't everyone excited about this? they're getting bigger and it's building. And why isn't everyone excited? I didn't understand why. Whoa. I was so... Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, I've been in love with scores and movie scores. And Jurassic Park. So, yeah. Connection.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know what, Anna? I think I know why I hang out with you, because you make me feel cool.
Since you know all this stuff, Anna doesn't know.
Because I am not cool at all.
Oh, shut up. You're playlist
I'm really,
is super
no,
cool.
I'm really
no, Crystal loves me because I'm the lamest of the lame.
So what do I love you?
I'm just going to go cry in the corner. Bye. I know you think that was so sweet, but I'm going to go write my diary.
And then Joy makes me feel like I'm hilarious. Because she loves everything I say.
You are.
A baller when I'm around you guys.
And
yes,
that's how you should feel. If you're being friends with people who don't make you feel like that, fuck those friends. Get them out of there.
I feel tolerated by you guys, and I appreciate it so much. Because I know I'm a lot.
You and those fucking chicken nuggets, man.
Shut up.
My nuts.
I love you, and I love those chicken nuggets.
Shut the fuck up about my nugs.
Only if we get her bread shirt. Yes!
We're making that bread shirt.
Yes! Bon, bon, bon!
Bon, bon, bon.
Bon, bon,
actually,
bon,
there's
bon.
A song that kind of sounds like that. They played it at the club the other day.
Oh my god.
Jesus, it's a fire. It's hot in here.
And my body's already producing a lot of heat.
wait, so what kind of shirt would I have? Wow.
I'm thinking. It's taking a minute.
You got so silent.
Damn.
Anyways, I feel like such a baller when I'm with you guys, so thanks for that. Because I've never felt that in my life.
Aww.
Not to get too, after school special about it, but I just
You're the marshmallow to my chocolate and her graham cracker.
Let me see.
We're not going to cry again, guys. I can't.
That was a lot that day.
And then your fucking note, and I was like, I can't stop!
And then the socks, all that.
Oh my god.
It's like we're best friends or something.
Oh my lord and Jesus.
Anyways, I'm crying from both laughing
enough.
And crying.
I think that's enough for today.
Yeah, I think nobody wants to hear us now.
If you want to join the pack.
Yeah, holla at you girls.
You gotta add an ingredient to the s'more.
Is any of you peanut butter? I like chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh.
If you're peanut butter, holla at us.
I don't like s'mores, so it's not a prerequisite.
Oh, speaking of getting my life together, so I finally put my necklace in my car.
I thought it was a shirt. Speaking of,
you put the curtain up, you put the necklace up. I put the necklace
in my car. So productive. I slept my room. Woo!
It's like Joy's an actual person now.
Ugh. So I had like 5 free seconds to do something.
5 free seconds.
We're so proud.
Oh my God.
So that's it for us.
Yeah, that's enough. We're done.
We have a lot of thoughts about music.
I'm sure you're sick of us.
I could talk about music forever, though. I love it so much.
Okay, I think I can do it. You guys make me nervous.
Don't look at her.
Oh, that!
You are the one! This bitch over here.
Pressuring me here.
Oh my God.
I thought you've been talking about music forever. I was like, are we gonna keep going? Oh God.
Her face, like, it was like the Raven, like.
Apparently, that's my light bulb moment, is the Raven vision face.
It is! That's exactly it really what it is! Oh my God, you're Raven!
Oh my God.
Actually, no, I might be Raven.
But you're
She's Chelsea.
I'm not stupid.
I'm not stupid!
Chelsea was hilarious!
She was an idiot. She was an idiot.
She was hilarious.
Okay, you're her other best friend.
Oh my God, no, I think I am Chelsea then.
Shut up.
No, you're not. Oh, yes, no. You are.
No. Oh no.
No, you're Lizzie. Okay.
I can be 2 Disney Channel people.
Yeah, all the
I'm 2 Nickelodeon people.
Oh yeah.
So whatever.
We talk about it later.
Okay, yeah. I don't think this is happening.
Hold on. Just don't look at me. Which just makes
I'm
me
so
think,
sorry.
That part in Mean Girls when he's like singing the Christina Aguilera song.
Don't look at me.
Every day. It's so wonderful.
Not the, why do you always go to the Cher voice?
I don't know.
That's like your go-to.
You do.
It's my comfort voice.
Cher's comforting to you?
Certainly.
Okay, so
what's her song? What's the song?
Do you believe in life after love?
Oh my God. I can feel something inside me say. But oh my God, what? Time out. Cher, my favorite, is gonna be in Mamma Mia 2.
Yes!
My favorite?
Did you see
what
it?
What the fuck? I'm so excited.
Oh my God. It's so exciting.
I've never seen Mamma Mia.
Abba, Mamma Mia.
It's so fun.
Here we go again.
The best party.
That was the first movie I went to by myself after I got my license. I was like, I'm coming, Mamma Mia!
Of course. Of course. Your first thing is to go see Mamma Mia.
I'm coming, Mamma Mia! Faster, girl, faster!
Oh my God.
That was 7 to 10 years ago. Oh my God, it was 10 years ago. I've been driving for 10 years.
Oh my God.
Poor you.
I'm old!
Do not say that in front of me.
All right.
You're older. She's so rude. The rudest. Get those out of here. Get those out of here.
Okay, you ready?
Let's try this.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye. No.
No.
Bye.